All right. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Today I'm going to be talking about a new coalition that we started at the Arthritis Foundation called the Osteoarthritis Action Alliance, or as we like to call it, the OA Alliance. I'd like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Patience White, also from the Arthritis Foundation, and Ty Baker and Erica Odom from the CDC. And also a thanks to the CDC for their generous support through a cooperative agreement. So today I'm going to be telling you a little bit about arthritis. I'll tell you about the OA agenda and its 10 recommendations, which this forms the basis of the OA Action Alliance. And then I'll go into some details about the OA Action Alliance, how it was formed, and some of its current activities. So what is arthritis? Well, arthritis is the inflammation of a joint. There are over 100 different forms of arthritis. The most common is osteoarthritis, also called OA, and other common forms are gout and rheumatoid arthritis. It is characterized by pain, aching, stiffness, and swelling in the joints. Arthritis is very prevalent in the United States, striking nearly 1 in 5 adults. That's about 50 million. Almost half of those have an activity limitation attributable to arthritis. And if this trend is not reversed, those numbers are going to soar by the year 2030. Arthritis affects people with other chronic diseases as well. Around half of people with diabetes, heart disease, and high blood pressure also have arthritis. So as I said, OA is the most common form of arthritis. It affects 27 million adults. It is widespread and it is costly. It affects more women than men and disproportionately affects minorities. There are several risk factors for OA, including age and obesity. It impacts people's quality of life and severely limits work productivity. The pain from OA limits people's ability to be physically active. And as you probably know, physical activity is a self-management treatment for many other chronic diseases, such as diabetes and heart disease. So it's very, very hard to address those other chronic diseases unless we address arthritis first. Unfortunately, OA is met with complacency, and there is an urgent need for action to reduce the burden of OA. So in 2009, the Arthritis Foundation and the CDC worked together to begin addressing OA by holding an OA summit where we brought together over 70 stakeholders. Following this summit, the National Public Health Agenda for Osteoarthritis, or as we like to call it, the OA Agenda, was released in 2010. The three overall goals outlined in the OA agenda are to ensure availability of evidence-based interventions, establish supportive policies, communication initiatives, and strategic alliances, and initiate needed research to better understand osteoarthritis. It identified 4 intervention strategies. Those are physical activity, weight management, self-management, education, and injury prevention. There are 10 recommendations outlined in the OA agenda. I do have a handout in the back if anyone wants to pick it up so that you can read these. The 10 recommendations include intervention strategies, communication strategies, and knowledge gaps. To implement one of the primary goals of the OA agenda, to establish strategic alliances, the AF and the CDC decided to start a coalition. We thought that would be a great way to join together organizations who were also impacted by OA. There are many reasons to start a coalition, but for us, some of the main reasons included addressing the urgent need. With 27 million Americans, and this number only increasing, we thought that the need was very urgent. We were going to pull resources, and not just financial resources, but expertise as well, and to increase communication among groups who were also interested in OA. And finally, to create change, to elevate OA as a national public health priority, and to promote effective policy solutions that aim to address the individual and national toll of OA. We were able to secure funding for our coalition through a cooperative agreement with the CDC. We assembled a steering committee comprised of Arthritis Foundation staff from the public health, policy, and communication realms, and also CDC staff. We issued an RFP to potential contractors for a competitive bid, and we hired the MFL group here in Washington to help us with the mechanics and the logistics of getting our coalition started. And the first item on our agenda was to create an identity and a logo, as you can see here, and the OA Action Alliance was born. In addition to the logo, we had to lay the foundation for the coalition by developing a mission statement, a vision statement, and objectives for the coalition. We created supporting documents to help us convey the compelling message and help people understand why OA is such a big public health issue. In addition, we created a web presence by securing a URL and developing content for our site, oaaction.org, and I hope that when you all get back to your office that you'll take a minute to look it up. The vision and mission reflect our goal to make the impact of arthritis unacceptable and to ensure that OA is recognized as a public health priority. This will be done by implementing the recommendations from the OA agenda. Our next step was to begin actually building the membership. We came up with a list of potential stakeholders from a variety of disciplines: OA specific, arthritis in general, chronic disease, physical activity, minority health, and government were just some of the disciplines that we recruited. We started with organizations and individuals who attended the OA Summit in 2009. And we ended up with a list of about 200 potential stakeholders and federal agencies that we were thinking of inviting. Not all 200 of those were approached. We prioritized the list, and we began recruiting by starting with those people that we knew the best. We thought that people would respond better to a personal contact, and for the rest, we contacted the CEO or other leadership to help us identify the correct person to come. Our recruitment efforts culminated in the official launch of the OA Action Alliance in April of this year. We held our initial meeting here in DC, and we were very excited to have more than 50 leaders from a variety of organizations attend the meeting. We had the leaders from the AF and the CDC come to the meeting, and they provided context to the group on why OA is an urgent public health issue. And we do have that panel discussion on our website if anybody would like to watch the video. And we also have clips from other key partners explaining why they felt that their presence at this meeting was important. But the real work of the day started once we broke out into four breakout groups: self-management, injury prevention, physical activity, and weight management. In the breakout groups, the groups reviewed the evidence and recommendations that were outlined in the OA agenda, and then each group worked together to create an action plan, and they identified short-term and long-term priorities. We also developed team charters for each team, and that included identifying potential leaders for each group and establishing how often and when the groups should meet. We learned a lot at our initial meeting, and the work has continued over the past 6 months as we've really started to formalize our four work groups. We recruited co-chairs for each of the work groups. We reconfigured our steering committee to include the co-chairs from each of the groups. And we are so excited that in just 6 short months, we've had 37 member organizations sign on, and we're still recruiting. And we continue to engage our members through our work groups and a variety of other communication strategies that I'll discuss shortly. So this is just a snapshot of what the key priorities are for each work group. Over the past 6 months, the groups have redefined their goals and undertaken a variety of activities. The physical activity work group is co-chaired by the National Parks and Recreation Association, and that group is working on an environmental scan to help them figure out which programs are out there and available for people with arthritis that are physical activity programs. The weight management work group is co-chaired by Shape Up America, and they're working on communicating the relationship between weight and osteoarthritis. The self-management group is co-chaired by the American Chronic Pain Association, and they are reviewing the market research, and they're also working on an environmental scan. And our injury prevention work group is co-chaired by the National Athletic Trainers Association, and they're working on endorsing HHS prevention guidelines. So we're extremely lucky that we have now secured new CDC funding through a new cooperative agreement with the arthritis group at the CDC. And this is going to allow us to maintain the OA Action Alliance for at least another year. We've built into our budget some seed money so that each of the work groups has some money to implement some of their top priorities. We are keeping our members engaged by holding work group conference calls. They're held either monthly or bi-monthly. We just launched a new 30-minute Lunch and Learn series, and that's happening every month. And we have a newsletter that's distributed to our members and anyone else that's interested, so feel free to sign up if this sounds interesting to you. And we keep our website updated with all of the latest information and research about OA, as well as the activities of the OA Alliance. And as you can imagine, we continue all of our recruitment efforts. So in conclusion, today I've told you a little bit about the burden of arthritis in the United States. I described the National Public Health Agenda for OA and how it was the basis for the OA Action Alliance. I summarized how we formed the alliance and then described some of the current activities. Does anybody have any questions? I actually have to go to another session, so I'm going to take a few questions now if anybody has any. Okay, thank you.